This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Hello to everybody in Denver tonight. And a lot of people chiming in on the sidebar over here, sending me messages from Denver. Keep it up. We appreciate that. And Atlanta, too. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you to take advantage of. Now, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, it's got to be, could only be, Ron Edwards. And the throngs of people outside the window are screaming and yelling. And there you go, because they had to quiet him down because I'll wake everybody up over there.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, we have two hotels over there, and see, even though they stand up there and make a lot of noise, if they make too much of it, everybody will be awake, and then we're all in trouble. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, where do we start? How about the beginning? The lies from Joe Biden and company. We're going to call them Biden and company now. We're going to shorten everything up. Instead of saying Joe and Kamala and all these other people, we'll just call it Biden and company. They continue on the new Georgia election reform law. It's amazing. Now, I've heard from several people in Georgia tonight, and one of the worst things I heard was from a small business person who sent me a personal message and says, Captain, I just want you to know, I've been planning to be at the Major League Baseball game as a concessionaire for going on 6 months. I've invested $10,000 of my own money, and I'm out $10,000 and can't get it back. That's the worst part of it.
Well, people are going to really learn, and they're learning the hard way, to leave these Democrats alone and to start fighting back, especially starting from the local level. When you have a legislation such as which was passed in Georgia to simply reform the voting process, mainly to stop the cheating, that's the only thing that is major about this bill. Other than that, it's a very liberal bill. And it's, if you compare it to some of the restrictions in other states like Delaware and elsewhere, it's very, very lax. But the only thing it does tighten up, which it should, sir, is the cheating aspect. And for them to put out these kinds of lies to cause this kind of financial backlash, which is affecting the people of Georgia, such as the individual you just mentioned, is patently evil. And this represents what the Democrats are about, what we're going to be putting up with until we, you know, get things turned over through the election process.
Well, they don't care, okay? They just plain don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah,
and they don't care about the people.
And by the way, besides Flip saying good morning to you, we have George Scottfather chiming in.
Hey, George, thanks for chiming in as well. Hey, but seriously, Captain, this is representative of what the Democrats and rhinos do, because there's some sneaky rhinos that are in support of some of this kind of crap, too, throughout the country. It just shows you just the depth of disdain that the Democrats have for we the people.
And I'm going to throw something out there. Now, this is part of the woke culture, right?
Sure.
Okay. Go woke and go broke. Think about it for a minute. Go woke and go broke.
Nice rhyme, but and
it's true. It's true.
It's so true.
It's absolutely true.
You
cannot tell me that's not true, because I can prove it 100 times over. If you go woke, you go broke.
And here's the other thing, too. It's bad enough that the Democrats, government officials, are so full of crap. But now, baseball, America's pastime.
Yeah.
Has just gone totally to Nutsville. And so I've attended my last baseball game. I've watched my last baseball game probably for a long time, until this thing is straightened out. I'm done. Done. And so I think most people should turn their backs on baseball. We've got to punish these folks in the pocketbook.
Well, it happened to the NBA. It happened to the NFL. It happened once before to Major League Baseball. It's going to happen again. Now, I personally am not going to go see any games. I'm not going to buy any gear, which normally I do. Every year I buy a new jersey or I buy a hat or something, and I go and see upwards to 4 to 6 games, depending. But nope, nothing until one thing happens. I want the Major League Baseball commissioner to apologize for being a stupid ass in doing what he did. By saying what he did and doing what he did. And, oh, by the way, Denver, what are they thinking up there? And what's Major League Baseball thinking? The rules in Denver on voting and voter ID is stricter than it was where they came from. What a bunch
Absolutely.
Of dopes. So there goes their story right out the window. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. We've got Ron Edwards with us. And, oh, by the way, an Edwards notebook. When we come back, don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and now it's time for an Edwards Notebook brought to you by Moss Nissan. On the other side of the notebook, we'll tell you all about Moss Nissan.
Does anybody know the real definition of racist? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. During the Democrat Party 2020 presidential election primaries, then-Senator Kamala Harris called Joe Biden racist. No surprises there because most white Democrats are racist and destructive enemies of this wonderful republic, as is Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, etc. Now, many Democrats, including Joe Biden, believe that if you are in favor of enforcing U.S. immigration laws and vetting people at the border, you are racist. Democrats also believe that if you prefer good moral standards or Judeo-Christian ethics, you are racist. Democrats also promote the insane concept that requiring high achievement for black American students is racist because they prefer blacks to be dumbed down, easy to control dolts on the Democrat plantation of low standards and low-brow living. By the way, to be racist is to have an unreasonable bent against others, to believe others are inherently inferior. Democrats think blacks are inferior and thus seek to lower all standards to accommodate those they believe have less ability, which could destroy our republic in the process. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. And Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by the folks and friends at Moss Nissan. And by the way, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, including the one father, and I'll never forget it, that drove his daughter's car all the way from Phoenix, Arizona to Newport Richey to buy a new car for her and then take it down to where she was going to school at the University of Tampa and surprise Fertilizer. It was an unbelievable sight, and I was there for all of it. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? You betcha. They're commanding a great resale price, so take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. And by the way, got a car you want to sell? Take it over there and have them appraise it. You might be able to sell it on the spot. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get great deals on their vehicles. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, check out the hottest new SUV on the market, the Rogue. And remember, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment, and you'll find out what it's like to be somebody. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, they tried very hard to trash our governor on 60 Minutes, and I don't know what Governor DeSantis was thinking, but I do know that it didn't work. It just did not work.
No, of course not. After the report aired, key Democrats in Florida responded to it harshly and energetically, saying that they had offered 60 Minutes evidence that political donations played no role in the public's contract, which the program did purposely ignore. They said it more than once, and Publix was recommended by the Florida Division of Emergency Management.
Yes, it was.
And Department of Health, as the other pharmacies were not ready to start. That's why that happened like that.
Yes, it did. You are right.
And for 60 Minutes to simply ignore that, to blow that away, just to lie on the man. And the reason why they're doing that, see, DeSantis, I see him in the future as president of the United States.
Well, it's possible. It's possible.
And so do the enemy Democrats. They see the potential.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to discredit this man and try to destroy him. And they're so gung-ho, they're keeping their own standards and even how they're trying to do that, that they're pulling at straws and trying to destroy this man. Because he's done a great job in Florida, they're pissed off because he's done a great job concerning the Corona China virus situation. He didn't lock everyone down, chain everyone to their homes like they did in other states like Michigan. And so they don't like the guy.
Gee, who lives in Michigan? Who lives in Michigan? But anyway, let me point something else out.
Someone who's going to escape soon.
Good. Let me point something out to you that you didn't mention. I was waiting for you to mention it. The Publix people, they're talking about, well, they gave you $100 million in political contribution. Okay, fine. But they gave the Democrats $140 million.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's in the story here. Yeah, they've always given to both parties. It's not a big deal. A lot of large companies like that do. They contribute to both parties, grease both sides,
yeah,
so that they can curry favor. That, you know, that's common practice.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead.
But I do commend the Democrats in Florida for standing up, on principle. And pointing things out, I do commend them for that. That's pretty rare that Democrats actually do the right thing, and you got to give them a tip of the hat for doing so.
Now, since January, there are reports from the Border Patrol, their after-action reports, that four different incidents involving people on the terrorist watch list. The two that we're talking about that came out yesterday were arrested in California probably a month or so ago. We're just now finding out about it. They were both Yemens, and they were part of the terrorist group over there, and they snuck across the border in a group of crop pickers coming over to pick citrus.
Well, that's what happens when you have a wide-open border and you want anything and everything to come into this country to fundamentally transform it into a hellhole, and individuals that they have on the watch list for terrorism and are starting to, they're not starting to, they are exploiting our southern border.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about time for people to wake up. Well, the American people are awakened, but we have a government that has basically turned against us and have turned against this country called the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they are allowing to happen. And it's going to continue to happen until the border is finally sealed again and you have law enforcement there to make sure that these types of people are not encouraged. How is it, Captain? Let me ask you a question. How is it that all these people are supposedly walking this long distance to get to this border, but they get to the border? Have you seen some of them, how fat and happy they are when they get to the border? And many of them are coming in nice and clean and everything. I know that they're being funded by, I believe, and it's just my opinion, our tax dollars. They're being clothed and fed, and they're not walking all the way either.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not.
To get to this border. So.
No, they have transportation and they have a means to get them from point A to B. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is very, very terrible that is happening. It's unconstitutional, and I think that we the people need to really band together and do something about this. I don't know what we can all do other than when it comes to election time, but I'm sure there are other things we can do in the interim, because this is mm-hmm. posing a direct danger to our country. This is causing a physical danger. Wait, how is it that
okay,
you can lock everybody up?
Okay, let's get down to Arkansas. We're going to run out of time here.
Because
I want to talk about Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. This
yeah.
was important what he did. He vetoed a bill banning gender hormones and surgeries for transgender youth. This is the first time a governor has done this.
Yeah, well, he that would have made his state the first to ban. He banned the ban. And so and for youth, for people under the age of 18 years of age. And so I think this is not going to bode well for him in the mm-hmm. long run. He rejected the legislation, but I think they have the ability to, the numbers to override it and go ahead. I mean, you have these puberty blockers and surgery for anyone under 18 years of age.
All right. One more thing to wrap up here, because we're going to run out of time here. We didn't get to quite everything, but I'll
get
to the last one. And the Dunce of the Day Award goes to President Joe Biden for this comment. Higher corporate taxes won't harm the U.S. economy. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what an ass.
Yeah, no
kidding.
What
an asinine statement.
No kidding. All right, well, we will talk to you on Thursday. Stay low.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and go over to theronedwards.com to find out more about what it is that he does and when he's going to do it. In the meantime, guess who's coming up? That would be the Bookster. Book Talks America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lashed out at corporate America on Monday, warning CEOs to stay out of the debate over the new voting law in Georgia. Georgia employers Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines have spoken out against the law signed by Governor Brian Kemp, and Major League Baseball pulled the 2021 All-Star Game out of the state over the law strengthening identification requirements for absentee ballots in future elections. The Senate parliamentarian ruled on Monday that Democrats may use a procedural tool known as reconciliation to pass the $2 trillion infrastructure bill with zero Republican support. This now removes the potential Republican filibuster. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Tuesday New Zealand will open a quarantine-free travel bubble with Australia starting April 18th. New Zealand tourism industry and the New Zealand Chamber of Commerce say the plan could serve as a model for other countries to reopen safely. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our folks over at Mixon's Fruit Farm and Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, the Tea Party Manatee's 12th anniversary is coming up next Tuesday, April the 13th at 6 p.m. Now, the special guest speakers will be Sam Sorbo, a nationally syndicated radio host, also an author, and she happens to be the wife of Kevin Sorbo, who's the actor that plays Hercules a lot. He's also played Walking Tall, the Sheriff, Buford Pusser, in a movie, and he's been in other movies. Now, Trevor Loudon will be there, too. Tea Party Manatees will have their famous potluck supper, which is always good. You're going to love that. And I'm the master of ceremonies for the event. We'll also have a silent auction. You can bring an item if you want to donate to the silent auction. All proceeds from the silent auction go to Tea Party Manatees War Chest for the endorsed candidates. Now, next Tuesday, April 13th, 6 p.m., it's from 6 to 8, and it's not going to be dragged on. We'll keep the schedule tight, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Pavilion, which is out behind Mixon Farms. It's the little enclosed area out behind Mixon Farms, 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton, Florida. And before I go on, I need to mention to you that I'm going to be on Ron Edwards' show today, this afternoon. You'll be able to catch that. Go to theronedwards.com for more information. And joining us right now is the one, the only, the infamous, the highly, highly, highly most popular female in the radio world today, at least here at this time of the morning, it's Brooke Talks from Brooke Talks America. All right. And there they are, outside the window, lined up. Because they know it's Brooke.
I'm waving. Where's my intro song, dude?
Don't have it because I had to play Ron's thing.
Okay.
That's all right. We have another segment, remember?
All right, good, good. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm waving. I'm waving to everyone.
Oh, you're on.
I just have to say, before we start, whatever the question is, the answer is say Quadway.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jill.
I can't even. Oh, the gift that keeps on giving. That's what you get when you pander. And when your people, they must not like her because they let her go out and say something so incredibly stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, though. I got it on tape. So, yeah.
Well,
good morning, everybody.
Well, here's the deal, okay? We were just talking, Ron and I talked a little bit about this, but I wanted to talk about some more here. The Major League Baseball backlash coming from the Georgia election reform law. I love baseball, so this is hard for me to say. I'm just not going to go to a baseball game this year. I planned on going to several. I'm not going to buy any new jerseys or anything like that. I planned on buying at least one, maybe even a new hat, but... I mean, they blew it for me. They blew it for me, the Major League Baseball commissioner.
Yeah, it's all of this wokety woke BS. And this is the thing. Again, you know, Candace Owens is one of the few people that either talks about it or has enough of a platform. Democrats think black people are stupid. So if you are black voting for Democrats, don't. Okay? You were able to go see Obama, but you need an ID to go see him, but you're not supposed to need an ID to go vote for him. So the whole thing's ridiculous. There's not voter suppression. They're just doing politics, and it's disgusting. And this country cannot afford this just incessant 24 race baiting politics of the Democrat Party. We can't afford it. We need to vote them all out. Okay, half of the Republicans suck. I get it, but the Democrats are evil, straight up evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hopefully people wake up to see how they're being used. As always, 50 years doesn't do anything good. Stop voting Democrat. But that's all it is. It's not about anything other than that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to switch gears, and I'm going to go over to our governor, who we all love.
Wait, and I just want to say also how much $100 million that will be missed in Atlanta. So thank you very much, Democrats. I hope they get a punish for that. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. But, again, the story, I don't know what it is. The story says $100 billion.
And the $100 billion for the game?
Yep, and the new for the – there was two things that are going out of the way. One is the All-Star baseball game. And the other one is a major league draft.
Okay. So $100 billion?
They said,
well, whatever it is, it's a lot of money that it...
They said $100 to $400 billion. And by the way, we had one of the concessionaires send me a message telling me that he was out $10,000. He'd been planning for 6 months, and he can't get the money back, and it's going to really hurt him.
Oh, and even Big Bertha, the Gap girl. And I have a Gap, so I'm just saying. But Big Bertha's even saying, don't leave. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Okay, Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
All right, well, let's talk about our governor, Ron DeSantis, because 60 Minutes blasted the governor on Sunday. But I took the first hour to blast them right back because what they said about Publix was not true. What they said about the governor and how he got about making the decision he did, none of that was true. Because what they're not reporting here, folks, is that, number one, guess who got the vaccine before anybody? Do you know, Brooke?
The elderly.
No. Black African-American churches were the first ones to get the vaccine. After them came the elderly.
Well, they're not messaging well enough, I'm sorry.
No, they're not. But that's the way
it's terrible.
That's the way it is. And then after them, the elderly came along. But it was all approved, not by Governor DeSantis, but by his Department of Emergency Management.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The Democrats always go too far, okay? And apparently that woman is a Jim Acosta in a dress of the left now, you know, whoever that person is.
Yep.
They're going to put that guy in the White House with this foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way that they're doing stuff, the real clip is going to get out there. And by the way, all the people that didn't watch 60 Minutes are now going to have watched only the clip, the full clip, and show where they, you know, tried to screw him over. So, again, though,
The messaging has to be, and where this information gets is to the people that are specifically being targeted, okay, which are not necessarily going to get the message, the corrected message. So this is part of communications, and if, you know, people don't understand that, you better be getting that message all over the place.
One of the other things that the CBS News correspondent did, not the woman, but this was a man, came out with a story and said, well, we went to Belgrade, Florida, and the closest Publix is 25 miles away, and they have to drive 25 miles. And some of these people, they're Grove workers, they don't have a vehicle. They have to ride in a bus over there, and it's a very hard trip, takes several hours to go back and forth, and it's that and the other. And then what they forgot to tell anybody was that right there in Belgrade, hello, besides the Publix that's 25 miles away, there are two CVS pharmacies that are giving the vaccine right there in town.
Yes, and again, messaging matters, right? So if they're able to get away with this narrative, but that's the whole thing. When you listen to the clip, you know, DeSantis is, by his, you know, he's military too, so the way he broke it down in the actual clip sounded so thoughtful, smart, and precise. He wasn't afraid, and that's the thing that's going to put him in the White House at some point, is because he fights back against the media. He doesn't say, oh, please don't hurt me like the rest of the Republicans, right? He just goes back at them and says, no, you're wrong, you're lying, that's a false narrative, and here's what it is. And he laid it out, and it was like, even if there wasn't a Publix for 25 miles, which I don't know whether that's true, but even
if
that's
the
case, okay, fine, but that's the case, right? So what did he also say? That the majority of elderly in Palm Beach Gardens or Palm Beach, whatever it was, live within a mile of Publix. No. There was another part of the thing where he says they live within a mile of Publix in whatever, I think Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
So just in general, the point is that if Publix is where the majority of the elderly live in that county, it would make sense to have Publix be the recipient of the vaccine if that's where it's easiest for them to get to. But as you said, CVS and Walgreens, by the way, and there's a CVS and Walgreens on every corner everywhere.
Yep.
So they're lying, and this is the thing that should be understood. The media is running this, and by the way, they want a civil war, okay? Of course. But the media is running this, and the thing that should be focused on more than anything else right now is how to defang the media. And I don't know the answer to that. But they are evil, and they are hurting this country because they're the ones pushing out this narrative over and over and over again.
We have to stop watching CBS based on what they try to do.
I don't watch CBS.
No, but there are people that do.
Well, okay, right. So that's the question. That's the $66 million question, is how to defang the media, because they're evil. So I don't know what
All that thought. Folks, are coming right back with more with Brooke Talks America. Brooke's Emery. By the way, the website is brooketalksamerica.com. Go over there, check it out. And Brooke is with an E, with an E. All right. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
My goodness, who was that smiley face that just came sailing around the corner? I think we know it. She's on the phone line right now. But this portion of the program, final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget, Dominique's Blinds and Decor are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks in the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominique's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call them at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. But remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. All right. Brooke Talks America is talking right now. Brooke talks.
Brooke says.
All right. Brooke says. Brooke talks. Yes. Brooke does everything.
You don't even know. Wake up, Matt.
Are you gonna tap dance too?
I'm dancing right now. I just had my Cuban coffee espresso shot right into my veins.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I got you. All right. Now let's drift on over here to something that I know that you want to talk about, and that is. The president, let's put it this way.
No.
Number 46 went to church, I think, because I didn't really pay attention.
I don't know if he went to church.
We don't either, but we didn't get really an Easter message out of him.
No, he put a message out, you know, managed to get through it, and didn't even talk about Jesus. And then they say Trump didn't go to church, and he went to church.
We talked about Jesus.
Yeah. And, oh, and Warnock, oh my God. This, you know, they're trying to give Georgia back. Warnock actually came out and said that, you know, the message of Easter is not about, really about Jesus. And I'm like, the only message of Easter is actually Jesus, not your little winter, summer solstice or spring solstice fantasy thing. Easter is about Jesus. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are crazy. And, you know, it's unbelievable. But I still have to say and remind everybody, c'est Broadway.
Well, let me remind everybody of this, too. All the people who are listening to me in Georgia, and they get it. We've had a lot of people responding tonight from Georgia, and they're telling me that they have been cost their livelihood. In many cases, one gentleman, it was $10,000. He's lost $10,000. He's lost.
Yeah, but that's on top of what he's probably already lost with the pandemic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So just for this. Yeah. And that's, again, the stupidity, particularly of white liberals. But this wokety woke stuff, the law of unintended consequences, and here's the thing. Logic and liberalism are like two parallel lines. I don't care how long you travel along that path, they will never meet. Okay? So they are cutting off their own nose to spite their face by doing this, because wokeness is their religion, so they have to adhere to the wokeness. So who is it going to hurt worse in Atlanta? You know, it's, you have college and everything. It's going to hurt black voters. So, you know, again, like I say, you keep voting for this trash and madness, this is what you're going to get. So you get rid of wokeness and bring back some sanity.
I got a question for you. Have you ever heard the expression go woke and go broke?
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True words.
The problem, here's the problem, though. So everything is multinational. Everything is so big. I mean, like Coke, right? Coke says, oh, white people don't drink your, fine, we won't drink it. I'm not buying it anymore. Here's the thing. They own like 50 products.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, this is a nice lesson on big government. So it's big corporations, big government. The bigger that gets, the smaller the individual gets. The Republican Party, aka the new right, needs to preach about individual freedom, like nonstop. That should be what you say every day. The bigger the corporation, the bigger the government, the smaller the individual freedom.
Well, Biden's Easter message, the one that I got in front of me, said, get the COVID vaccine. It's a moral obligation.
Yeah. This is a guy who supports abortion. So, you know, I don't want to hear it.
And then there's one other.
They don't know anything about morals anyways.
And then there's one other thing. You just mentioned Coca-Cola. Well, Georgia Republicans have told Coca-Cola they don't want their products in their offices, so please remove them after the CEO criticized the new voting law in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? This is why states' rights matters. You need to vote legislature and governor as Republican.
Starts,
you know,
right here, right now, today, local election.
Right. And here's the thing. So what else are they doing? Delta? Tax break, right?
Mm-hmm.
MLB, tax break. No tax break for you. That's what's got to happen. And at the end of the day, the thing that talks is the green. That's the color that really matters. So when you pull when they want to throw the race card, you pull the green card. Boom. Done.
Okay, well, let me...
And stop drinking. And by the way, if you're still watching Netflix, you know you're part of the problem. Just saying.
Let me throw something out there for you right now. Joe Biden and his administration and Janet Yellen is going to call for a worldwide tax hike so that the U.S. businesses don't leave the country following its corporate tax increase, which is going to go up 7%. And then they want to stabilize all the taxes, no matter where you operate in the world, at 25%.
You know, where are the Republicans? Do they not? I mean, can we please call me? Okay, because you obviously don't understand anything about communications, that you're not fighting back against this stupidity. First of all, that's probably unconstitutional. And Chris Murkowski was on fire today, I have to say.
Yep.
But, like, talking about this stuff. And this whole stimulus, I mean, I don't trust Manchin, you know, but hopefully he will go against.
You heard what he said. He's got six or seven senators with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went with the other thing that they voted for. But the stimulus, the infrastructure, all of this spending. Half of this stuff is unconstitutional. I don't know how they get away with it. But if only there was like an opposition party that wasn't only for being an opposition party. And by the way, Joe Kent for Washington, sir, he's going to be part of the new right.
that's going to help this. Okay, a little shout-out plug for Joe Kent, Washington 3rd. If you're in Washington, vote for Joe Kent to primary Butler, who's a Republican, quote-unquote, like Mittens,
well,
who voted to...
Well, we are on the air in Seattle, Tacoma, and Spokane, so...
Washington voters, vote for Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him Brooke told you. I had him on my show last Saturday. He's part of the new right, and he's a Green Beret. These are warriors. They understand culture, and they're going to fight.
We got about a minute and a half left.
Okay.
What is it you're going to write about? You said you had a new article.
Oh, yeah. Everybody need to get extra service on their phone, because when I write this article on Fauci, it's going to melt. Yeah, I go there. Okay, so my article is going to be on Fauci.
Little Dr. Fauci.
Little Dr. Fauci, the garden gnome, elf on a shelf, Lilliputian, world's most dangerous man. World's most dangerous something. I'm going to have to find a good word for that, but you know I always do. Yeah. Should be tried before The Hague for crimes against humanity.
Well, he's changed his mind again. He came out and said, well, you know, the COVID vaccine passport should be in the hands of the states. That should be up to the states. It was all the federal government. He said the CDC should control it.
Oh, I have a headache. He gives me a headache. He's so stupid. I can't even say on the air what the wokety wokes do to the pictures of Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. It's like they're porn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. And and people are just so stupid that they listen to this guy outside with a mask, riding their bikes. It's insane. And by the way, it just shows how terrible the education system is. If you're a Republican, you have a little bit of cash, you have a little bit of time, and you have some common sense, run for school board. We need to take back the school.
That's right. That's right.
The fact that this moron
again, it's local.
Be out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all local, yes, but it's all education or miseducation, and they've owned it. We need to take it back. Take America, please.
All right.
Take
give us a website and tell us, let's see, just give us a website real quick.
BrookTalksAmerica.com, BrookTalksAmerica.com.
I'll handle the rest. Okay, thank you very
buddy,
much.
Thanks.
All right, that's BrookTalksAmerica.com. It's a website. You hear her on my flagship station Saturday nights at 7 p.m., and you can get her podcast over there. At her website, too. Go over there. And she puts her great articles out there. Plus, I got a little space on my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, where I have her put her articles. So you'll see Brooke Talks America right there, Brooke says, with her articles on my website. So go over there and check it out. It's all there for you to see. All right. Well, wow, what a morning. What a morning. We've just actually blown it out of the ballpark here, one after the other after the other. Hour number one was sensational. Hour number two kept it right on rocking. Hour number three with Denise Simon with a lot of different things said there. Chris Marcossi came in and closed out the hour and just absolutely shut the door on a lot of different things going on. And then, of course, we had Ron and we had Brooke. Brooke also always lights the building up. It's just her way of doing things, and it is what it is. And we are going to talk to you tonight on a radio. We got a lot more to talk about, and it's going to be an interesting day for sure around. So have yourself a great day, and remember, it's all about we the people here on this radio show. We the people. We can get it done. Get together, get working. All right, I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.